Okay. Hanukkah is approaching, so let's discuss an aspect of Hanukkah. Often when it comes to Hanukkah, we like to focus on the concept of Shetichla Regla Min Hashuk. People like to focus on the last time you can light. But I wanted to discuss tonight is the best time to light. Let's say we live in an ideal world and we can choose and work is on an issue and we can do whatever we want regarding timing. What is the best time to light? That's what we want to discuss. And then we are going to discuss a famous story regarding the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Nechumka, and how he waited for his wife. We'll discuss that story and whether, according to the poskim, did the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim act accordingly as well. Let's begin. The Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Aleph and Beis in the Sugya of Mai Chanukah says the time for Ner Chanukah is Mishetishka Hachama, Ad Shetichla Regla Min Hashuk, from when the sun sets until when people stop walking around in the streets. So again, as we said before, the time of when the Chanukah ends, often we talk about Shetichla Regla Min Hashuk, when the time ends, but often we don't focus and we don't stress about what is the best time to start, because the reality is that in America, most of us don't make our own schedules, so the idea or the possibility of lighting at the best time for many people is not always a reality. But let's pretend for a moment we can all make our own schedules and we can be home at the best time. What is the best time to light Hanukkah candles if all things are the same? So we have here a machlokas in the Gemara amongst the Rishonim. The chart over here, we'll wait till we get to the postman. Let's first discuss the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar in Simen Reish Chaf Aleph says that Tishka HaChama, when the sun sets here, means Seis HaKochavim. It means when it is dark and the stars have come out. This is the opinion of the Rush as well, Masechta Sinus, the Baal Iter in Hilchos Mila, and the Tur as well in Simen Tav Reish Ayin Beis seems to say the best time for lighting Chanukah candles is Seis HaKochavim. Now, this is the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch as well, as we will see in a moment in Tav Reish Ayin Beis, the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avram, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Chayadam, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Ben Ish Chayim Parshas Vayeshev all say that it is best to light at Seis HaKochavim, whatever it says on your Luach. That is opinion number one, their understanding of Shetishka HaChama. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba there in the Gemara and Shabbos says the time to light is the beginning of Shkia. Shkia, whatever it says on the calendar to be Shkia, is the best time to light. And this is the understanding of the Meiri and the Ram. The Rambam, according to most Achronim, says that this is at Shkia. That's how the Rambam seems to say as well, that this is what the Gemara means. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch obviously are not going to ignore the Rambam. Why would the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say that it is Seis HaKochavim, and the Rambam seems to say Shkia? So they understand Shkia and the Rambam to mean Sof HaShkia, the end of the setting of the sun, which would be Seis HaKochavim. So we have here a good old-fashioned machlokes, which we showed him, whether a Chanukah candle should ideally be lit at Shkia or at Seis HaKochavim. Now, even within that opinion that says that Chanukah candle should be lit at Seis HaKochavim, this is brought lahalacha by the Pri Chadash and the Mor HaKitzia and the Bir HaGra, the Bir HaGra says that it should be as well also in the beginning of Shkia. The Bir HaGra actually brings both. The Vilna Gaon says, quotes both opinions of Rishonim, and then he says, V'chein Iker, by the Rashba. We have a Kabbalah from Shmuel Salams that whenever the Vilna Gaon says V'chein Iker, it's always good to try to be machmir for the Gra there. That's why the opinion of the Gra here carries so much weight against the Shulchan Aruch, because of the Gra's insistence on Shkia when it comes to this machlokas. This touches on a different machlokas as well that we are all familiar with, and that is, which Shkia are we referring to? We know that there's a machlokas because of a contradiction in Gemara's between the Gemara Msachim and Shabbos. What is considered the setting of the sun? How does the sun set? There's the opinion of the Gaonim that we generally follow for Seis HaKochavim, and then the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Seis HaKochavim is actually, in fact, later. There are two Shkias, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is much darker than we assume to be the setting of the sun and the stars coming out. This is a machlokas that touches upon when people keep Rabbeinu Tam, those types of zmanim as well. The Rashba, the Ran, and the Meiri say that the zman for Neres Chanuk is Shkia Shnia. It's the later Shkia. It's not what we would say when it says on the calendars that the sun is setting at 6 o'clock. That's not what it means. It means a time later, which is a deeper setting of the sun later on. The Pri Chadash, the Mor HaKitzia, and the Gra which is the sheet of the Gra. For those who follow the Gra, say that Shkia means Shkia Rishon. Meaning, if your Luach says Shkia is at 6 o'clock, the setting of the sun at 6 o'clock, that means that that's when Hanukkah candles should be lit, at 6 o'clock. And it would turn out that if you want to fulfill all of the Shitos and have your Hanukkah menorah lit, and if you light at Shkia Rishon, according to all the calculations of what the latest possible Pesach Chavah would be, according to all the opinions, you would have to light a Shkia and have a menorah burn for an hour, for 126 minutes. You'd have to have a menorah burn for 2 hours and 6 minutes if you wanted to have the menorah lit according to all of the possible opinions of Pesach HaKochavim amongst all the Rishonim and Achronim. It'd be a lot of oil. It's not crazy, but it'd be a nice amount of oil to burn for 2 hours and 6 minutes. Certainly doable. But that if you lit all the way at Shkia and you want it to be Machmor. So that is the Machlokas amongst the Rishonim. So how do we come out to the Poskim? What do the Poskim say? The Poskim nowadays, when's the best time to light? So there are, as you see on the page, there are four approaches or so. There are four approaches amongst the Poskim as to what we should do practically when it comes to lighting the menorah. The first is the school of thought that says, I want to fulfill all the opinions. I want to be lighting the menorah at a time, I want the menorah to be lit at times that everyone could potentially agree to. We're going to make shalom between all the different opinions. So this school of thought has four different opinions within it of when is the best time to start, that each opinion thinks that everyone would agree potentially to this opinion. Opinion A is Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, Rav Chaim, Chelek Dal, Simon Kuf Aleph. Rav Moshe says you should light 10 minutes after Shkia, and the lights should burn for 60 minutes. Rav Moshe says you light 10 minutes after Shkia on the calendar, and it burns for 60 minutes, everyone will be happy. The reason is that the Gaonim, who we referred to before, in their opinion of when Shkia is, the Gaonim understand that Pesach HaKochavim is 10 minutes after Shkia. So therefore, if you light 10 minutes after Shkia, according to all opinions, says Rav Moshe, you will have lit either close to Shkia, according to Pesach HaKochavim, according to some opinions. That 10-minute mark puts you in like a land where if it burns for the next 60 minutes, everyone, according to some opinion, will be happy that your menorah is burning in their time frame, if it's 10 minutes after Shkia, because it's Tseis according to one opinion, it's also Shkia according to another opinion, 10 minutes after Shkia.
Is it that you have to be half an hour during everybody's Shkita?
What?
Is it picked that you have to be half an hour?
The opinion is going to burn half an hour.
An hour
during
Shkita.
Within everyone's Shkita.
So the way Shkita, presumably going to Ramosha, is four
good. Excellent. So that's the point, Rabbi.
Is there a standard time that's between Shkia and Tseis?
No.
Okay.
That's the fun.
Yeah, according to this, it's 40 minutes.
What?
Between.
So Rabbi Eider writes in his book on Hanukkah, he writes on page 20, that Rav Moshe would personally light between 13 and 18 minutes after Shkia, and the Shmaisa de Moshe, which is a sefer where they collected Rav Moshe's personal psakim, so they write on this siman that by burning for 60 minutes, the candle will burn for 30 minutes after Pesach HaKochavim, which is what we hold 40 minutes after Shkia when we end Shabbos in New York. Meaning the minhag in many places in New York is to follow Rav Moshe that Shabbos is 40 minutes after Shkia. So if that calculation of 60 minutes will carry you into 40 minutes after our Shkia and will be good according to Rav Moshe's calculation of when Shkia and Pesach HaKochavim is. In the Sefer V'Dibar Tabam, which is the Sefer that was published by one of the gentlemen in the Kollel in Staten Island, the Talmud of David Feinstein, he writes that Rav David told him in Simon Kuf Peites that even though Rav Moshe lit at an earlier time, he would instruct others, even his son, to light like the Minaga Olam, which was Pesach HaKochavim. Rav Moshe's personal cheshbon of calculating was to do this shtick 10 minutes after Shkia. But when other people would ask him what to do, he would say, many people light at Pesach HaKochavim, so...
Do you have the same Shkia as we do?
What?
Is he defining Shkia like we
say? Yeah, he defines Shkia as we define
Shkia, He's in the top line. He's extreme in terms of, let's say, how late it is like for Hefzatarbi.
Correct. So. In this regard, he's the same type of Shkia that we're talking about.
Okay,
so personally, he would tell people that you should follow what people do by Pesach HaKochavim, and he would have his own product. Next, the Eretz Zvi, the Klusha Gavar Rav, Rabbi Fromer, writes in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says that you should light 18 minutes after Shkia, and it should burn for 45 minutes. And if a person wants to be Mahadrin, it should burn for 92 minutes. He has a whole cheshbon why, and he understands that the Gaonim say that Seis is 18 minutes after Shkia, and And therefore, according to this opinion, he has a calculation that a mil, which we calculate the time of Bein HaShemashos, the mil, the distance it takes to walk, that distance of time is 18 minutes, and therefore he understands that you want to light at Seisach Lechavim, but also be close to the Shkia of the other opinion. So he says, in order to fill both opinions, that would be 18 minutes after Shkia, not 10 minutes after Shkia. The third approach is the Ger Rebbe. The Chumas Vanagos of Shrombach Reisen Chelik Bezen Shimon Shinlam Adalid says that the Ger Rebbe would light 20 minutes after Shkia. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, which is cited in the Sefer Az Nidbaru, Binyamin Zilbrin in Chelik Zayin, and the Shpos Yitzchak in Chelik Hay. And it's also the opinion of the Stifler of Yaakov, and it's also the opinion of, sorry, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, brought in the Sefer Emes Liakov as well, to light candles 20 minutes after Shkia. Why? Where does this number 20 minutes come from? So there are three opinions of what the Chazon Ish did this for. We'll go from more interesting to least interesting. The most interesting reason why the Chazon Ish kept this is that according to the Az Nidbaru and the Kovitz Mibeis Levi and the Shvas Yitzchak, that the Chazon Ish simply followed Minhag Avos. What does that mean? So the Chazon Ish grew up in the town of Kosova in Belarus. And in Belarus, Kosova, they lit 20 minutes after Shkia. That's when the sunset was. That was the time for lighting. And that's when the Chazon Ish, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, because that's what his parents did. That's the more interesting approach of why the Chazon Ish came up with 20 minutes. The second approach is Rav Sternbach writes in that Shuva that 20 minutes are within a half hour after Shkia. So it's still b'dieved, according to those who say this man begins at Shkia, right? Since it's still within a half hour of Shkia, it's still good. But it's also after Tzeisach Lechavim, according to some opinions. So Lechadchila, according to them. Therefore, it allows it again to dance at both weddings. You're still close to Shkia, but at the same time, you are within Seis, according to a number of opinions. And finally, the Maisa Ish on the Chazon Ish's Psakim says, the Chazon Ish felt that it was darker at this point, and the lights made a bigger impression, since it was darker and it could be seen better. And this points on an idea we're going to repeat again. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Samach Amabez tells us the famous discussion between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the sun and the moon, right? The sun and the moon are the same size, and the moon said, Hashem, it's not fair. Why should we both be the same size? So what did Hashem do? He made the moon smaller, and he would only be during the day. And the sun would dominate the day. So the moon complained, Deshraga b'tihara mai ahani. A small light is useless during the day. What's the point of a moon during the day when the sun is out? What am I accomplishing? So that expression of Deshraga b'tihara mai ahani is what the post can use again by Havlakos Neros. Because if it is still somewhat light outside, then what are your Hanukkah candles doing? It's hard to notice them if it's twilight. They are more effective when it is darker.
Then anything less than half an hour is, I won't say this doesn't make sense, because civil twilight is the definition we have.
Correct. So therefore, those who push the candle lighting time further than away from Shkia, even though they may feel in principle that Shkia is the correct time according to the description of the Gemara and the Rishonim, they continuously push it further because of this concern of what are the lights doing. They're trying again to dance in both areas. They want to be close to Shkia, but they also want to be darker so the lights stand out more. In addition, even though the Gra says to light at Shkia, the Chazon Ish felt that this doesn't mean that you're not Yotze if you don't light right at Shkia. Again, all of these opinions who are running after the Vilna Gaon who says Shkia, 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 they understand that Shkia doesn't mean, no, on the dot, as it says on the Luach. You have a little bit of time close to Shkia. Finally, Rabbi Eider writes on page 20 that Rav Aaron Cutler would light at 25 minutes after Shkia. So again, we have a different Minhagim, all within the camp of trying to be both, trying to be Shkia and trying to be Tzeisach Lechavim at the same time.
Would it be like a meal? Like, the meal, I remember, is 18 to 24 minutes. 25 minutes seems like a rock, or...
He has a longer definition of the mouth.
So therefore it seems like all these things are within a variation, very closely within the, I think the machlokes about how long a meal is 18 to 24 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're all around.
It's all within that discussion, correct. Okay, opinion camp number two is just to light at Shkia. The Rashba and the Gras at Shkia. So light at Shkia. This is the opinion of the Briska Rav. Who's quoted in Shulchan Aruch August as well, to follow the Minhag HaPerushim of Yerushalayim. The Minhag of Yerushalayim was to light at Shkia, like the Vilna Gaon, and this was also the Minhag of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach as well, to light at Shkia. I think Rabbi Schechter also lights at Shkia in addition to that. So this is a Minhag in line with the Vilna Gaon, and that approach, however, that approach is still, even those who say they're lighting at Shkia, it's obviously not so simple, or else we wouldn't have a shear. So even shkia is not so clear. The Sefer Shvus Yitzchak that we quoted from before quotes Rav Yashiv, who would light 10 minutes after shkia, and said that this was according to the Gra. What does that mean? How are you lighting 10 minutes after shkia, and this is according to the Vilna Gaon? So he says the time of shkia is not so clear to us, because the Vilna Gaon followed the Gaon, who said the Tzeisach HaChavim is 13 and a half minutes after shkia. 13 and a half minutes later would be nightfall according to the Gra. And reality shows us that it's not true. 13 and a half minutes after shkia is not Tzeisach HaChavim in most places in the world. So therefore it seems that shkia is later than we think, and this is why many people don't daven Maariv at 13 and a half minutes after shkia. Many shuls many people who want to daven Maariv will daven later, not so soon after shkia, because it's simply not considered dark enough to be Tzeisach HaChavim. Obviously, we don't do malacha after Shabbos, and we don't do malacha to end Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after shkia. So this idea of Tzeisach HaChavim being 13 and a half minutes after shkia is very problematic. We hold that we don't make do the hadzlaka before shkia, because we said shraga b'tahira, that we don't want it to be nothing during the day. And therefore, it is proper to wait 10 minutes after the printed time for shkia, says Rav Yashiv, to create more of a realistic shkia. That's what he understands. Simply meaning that what we think is shkia can't really be shkia according to the Vilna Gaon. Meaning, if you're in the camp of the Vilna Gaon, something's off about your shkia. Because if your shkia is 13 and a half minutes before what you call Tzeisach HaChavim, then there are no stars out. So, says Rav Yashiv, it must be that the Vilna Gaon shkia is something else besides what we have on our calendars.
When you read the paper, shkia, I assume that one, is when the sun's half. I thought the halacha finds when the sun goes, which is a good 7-8 minutes later anyway. Then when you read the paper,
yeah.
Sunset.
Oh, I don't know what the Naval Observatory
does. The Naval
Observatory
is half an hour. I thought the halacha is when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
So that itself is about 8 minutes involved. So if that
could be. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The Naval Observatory is not when the sun all goes down.
That's for sure. Okay, the second approach within the Gra is from Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss notes that the Maisa Rav in Siman Reish Lamed Hey, which is the collected opinions of the Vilna Gaon that we're very familiar with, says that the Zman is after Shkia, but before Tzeisach HaChavim. So in the Vilna Gaon seems to have another opinion. After Shkia, but before Tzeisach HaChavim. So what's that? Sometimes before Maariv. So we have this detective game, because the Vilna Gaon seems to be saying it's after Shkia, before Tzeis, but it's done before Maariv. How does this fit with the Gra? So Rav Asher Weiss understands, this is in the Minchas Asher on the Bawadim, that the Zman L'chatchila of the Vilna Gaon is after Shkia, but before Tzeisach HaChavim. Meaning, it's not black and white. The Vilna Gaon held L'chatchila that there is a time to light candles that is by design not a set minute. There is, by design, an area that is a no man's land, or an every man's land, to be correct. The mitzvah near Chanukah, says Rav Asher Weiss, is not a mitzvah that depends on day or night. Those types of halachas depend on Shkia and Tzeisach HaChavim to determine if it's day or night for that mitzvah. Chanukah is a mitzvah derabbanan. It's a rabbinic mitzvah to perform what? Pirsume Nisa. That's the whole purpose. It's not a day mitzvah or a night mitzvah. It's a Pirsume Nisa mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to publicize the miracle. And if so, then Shkia is too early because, as we said before, if it's at Shkia, you won't be able to see anything. And therefore, Rav Asher Weiss says that it can't be at Shkia, and even the Vilna Gaon must understand that it's later, and there's a varying time frame of some time between Shkia and Tzeisach HaChavim where you should light. And then he quotes the Chayyadim, who writes in Klal Kufn and Dalet, the Minhag HaGrois light candles before Maariv, meaning not at Shkia. That's what the Chayyadim says about the Vilna Gaon. It's later than Shkia. Whatever it is, it's definitely not at Shkia. And Rav Asher Weiss then says that this is probably the opinion of the Tur, who says that you light at Sof Shkia, approaching and soon before Tzeisach HaChavim, somewhere in the range before Tzeis and between Shkia. That's the opinion of the Gra. What we walk away from the Gra is that even those who say they're following the Gra to light at Shkia, it's probably a little bit later than on the dot at Shkia, what we have in our calendars. Opinions 3 and 4. Opinion number 3 is the minhag of Chassidim. Chassidim light at Tzeisach HaChavim, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim. No questions asked. No fancy Shtekel Torah. Chassidim light at Tzeisach HaChavim as it's printed in their calendars. And that's without question. And finally, Sfardim. The Yalkut Yosef says that the minhag for Sfardim is light 15 minutes after Shkia. And according to them as well, I'm sure amongst the Sfardim there is a parity of opinions as well. Let's turn now to our question, which is waiting for one's spouse. The earliest source I have of the story I could find in writing is the Jewish Observer, November 1987. The story is much older. I couldn't find a print anywhere earlier than that. And this is a story that Rav Ruderman would like to tell, and he used in the following context. This is from the edition of the Jewish Observer that was in memory of Rav Ruderman. One of the highlights of the National Convention of the Agudas Yisrael, this is brought in other Sfarim as well, it's brought in Rav Yaakov's biography, but we'll quote it from the earlier source here, was the address that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal customarily delivered at the close of the Seder Shlishis. The audience would sit in rapt attention until long after Shabbos was over. Invariably, Rabbi Ruderman would leave in the middle to telephone his Rebbetzin in Baltimore. He would always apologize to Rabbi Yaakov afterwards, and they would remind one another of Rav Nachum. The Chafetz Chaim had told Rabbi Ruderman how he frequently visited Rav Nachum Haradna Zatzal to observe his conduct so as to learn from him. The Chafetz Chaim happened to be with his tzaddik one Chanukah evening. It was several hours into the night, and Rav Nachum had not yet lit the menorah. Finally, very late that night, long after the streets had emptied of people, after the preferred time, Rav Nachum's wife came home, and only then did he light the menorah. The Chafetz Chaim could not contain himself and asked Rav Nachum for an explanation, since his Rebbetzin could have fulfilled her obligation through her husband lighting earlier in her absence. Rav Nachum answered, Halacha decrees that if one has enough money for either Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, but not for both, Ner Shabbos takes precedence because it promotes Shalom Bayis. My wife is Moser Nefesh. She works extremely hard to enable me to devote my life to Torah study and Avodas Hashem. She enjoys being present for the lighting. The Shalom Bayis factor makes it incumbent upon me to wait for her and to forego lighting at the proper time. And this is the famous story of Rav Nachum, the Rebbe of Chafetz Chaim, who foregoed lighting at the right time in order to make sure he could wait for his wife. And the question is this the minhag of the poskim as well? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the Emes Yaakov, or is quoted in the Emes Yaakov, that even though Mikra Adin, the husband should light in the proper time and he doesn't have to wait for her, nevertheless it is not proper to do this, especially the case if she works hard so we can learn Torah, and it would be inappropriate to not wait for the wife, and this would be a lack of Shalom Bayis. This is the opinion of Vazner in the Kovitz Mei Beis Levi in Chelek Yud, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Halicho Shlomo in Chanukah says that if the spouse is not there at the proper Zman, then the spouse who is home should wait, so it does not become an issue of Shalom Bayis. However, he says, it's proper for the husband and wife to arrange that they should give reshus to one another permission that the other one should light when the other one's not there. Meaning, deal with the Shalom Bayis before Chanukah, figure something out, and it's proper to have the Zman and also have a happy marriage at the same time. This is approach number one. Rabbi Eider, on page 34, says in the name of Ramosh that the husband should light at the proper time and not wait for the wife. And in the footnote, he cites Rav Moshe as saying, "Im lo b'makom chashash shalom bayis," as long as there's no shalom bayis issue. And Rabbi Shachra also advises the spouse that is home should light at the proper zman, and the other spouse should light when they get home. Rabbi Shachra is machbid in general that husband and wife should light by themselves, should each one light on their own, and not rely on each other gufo. So he's lishitasa in that regard. But the proper zman should be kept.
His wife comes home, she lights herself.
She doesn't. I don't think Rebbe Shachter does, but Rebbe Shachter thinks that it's the right thing to do.
My father's teaching yeshiva at night. He'd have my mother to light, let's say 5:30. She'd be home.
Yeah.
And he'd light separately 8:30.
Correct. Rather saying, yeah, I think Rebbe Shachter says that people should, each one should light individually
if they can.
Correct. Now, the Pinei Chanukah says on page Kufay and Gimel, this is from Rav Ben Sion Cook. He says that the heter of waiting for a spouse because of Shalom Bayis is only in Chutz La'aretz. This is only a Chutz La'aretz story. He says that Rav Yashav told him, and Rav Ben Sion Cook is a reliable source of Rav Yashav's psakim. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, mi'ikar adin, we light outside in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I'm not lighting for B'nai Beso. And therefore, if I miss this man for lighting because of Shalom Bayis, and now there's nobody in the street, so then what am I saving anymore? I have to, in Eretz Yisrael, you light for the outside. So Shalom Bayis isn't a factor here, because if I don't light within some range of the proper time, I'm going to miss lighting Chanukah candles at all. And therefore, he says, this story of Rav Nachum, the Rebbe of Chafetz Chaim, is a Chutz La'aretz story. It's not a Eretz Yisrael story. I just want to note here, before I move on to the next section, the comment that Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher here in this section. He says, the meaning is that generally, we don't have that the wife, in most places, the wife is not lighting for the husband. And the Jewish people have some sort of ruach hakodesh when it comes to doing the right thing. Rashi Weiss implores, he says, you should do whatever you can to make sure to get home to right, to light in the right zman. He says, try your best to make the efforts to go, to do whatever you can to light in the proper zman. And it's better for the family to wait for the father. It honors the parents. Person should do his best. They should be at home at the proper time for lighting. At some point after the sun sets. Let's just make one more comment about waiting for children and bnei yeshiva. Someone told me the other day that there's a family who takes their kids out of school early in order to get them home for Hanukkah lighting, to be at home. So I just want to discuss, regardless of the issue of chinuch and whether they're responsible, I just want to cite one point here. In Mipnine HaRav, on page Kuf Peiches, Rav Schefter notes, Kishnistayed HaKolol Etzleinu, when the kolol was started in YU, the Shnas Tavshin Chav Bezer in 1962, Shal HaRav Aaron Lichtenstein, Shushimu Es Rosh HaKolol, who was the Rosh Kolol at that time, Esra Benu, he asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, Kedas Mala Sos B'Leil Chanukah, what do we do on Chanukah with the kolol? The kolol in YU ends at 6:30. Im Kedai LaKol HaTalmidim LaHavsik BeEmsai HaSeder Kedai LaHadlik Ner Chanukah B'Zman, should they end Seder to go home and light Chanukah candles? V'amar lo Rabbeinu, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, La'ayim b'divrei Meiri. Go look in the Meiri. So, let's look in the Meiri. The Meiri writes as follows. The Meiri says that, D'rachem aval b'zman hazeh, ho'il ve'ein anu tzrichem el lahakir b'nei habayis, yalik mitai shi'yirtza. Again, we light inside in Chutzlar, so technically you can light later than the zman. U'gedolei tzarfatim, the great rabbis of France, Hitiru afilu ad shialam and ashachar. Some rabbis in France were allowed to light even until the sun comes up. The kei noagin sham bnei yeshiva lahadlik achar she'odim mibeis hamedrash. The minhag, says the Miri, was that the bnei yeshiva would light when they came home. They weren't mevatel Torah for this mitzvah. They would light later on. No reason to leave seder. And therefore, Rabbi Soloveitchik said that the proper thing to do. And as Rav Shachzor says, Ukemedume Elisha Kei Nagu Rov Chavri HaKolel Meshach Rav Hashem, the meaning of the Kol in YU for many, many years is to not leave Seder to go light Chanukah candles, to do it after you are done. Rav Moshe Feinstein is citing the earlier Rishon in page Ches, agreeing with this rule, and he says that the communal mitzvah of Talmud Torah enjoys priority over Chanukah candles as well, and therefore it would seem that children should not be taken out of school in order to come home, especially with learning Torah in yeshiva at that time, not to bring them home. They should stay, finish their studies, and they'll light with the family later on. We've seen there's certainly enough leeway to call something the lichat chil zman, but if all things being equal, we should try our best to be there at the proper time.
One person could light at, let's say, 5:30, and the yotz is kind, and the other person could light later. Is the nearest Beitel, the base of Lachim, can satisfy one way.
Correct, 100%. So everyone will, whoever can light at the proper time should light at the proper time, unless there will be issues of shalom bias, and people will be upset. No reason to upset anyone over the joyous holiday of Hanukkah.